I want to say I welcome each one to the Lord's house tonight. I want to say I appreciate what the sweet Holy Spirit of God has done in our midst at our camp meeting. God has really moved, and I want to say I thank you. I want to also welcome all the churches. I'd like for every pastor and preacher, man preacher. I'd like for every man preacher and pastor to stand tonight, if you would. Every man, pastor, or preacher, remain standing. Now, I don't want to miss no one. Okay, just stand to your feet. I'm going to start up in the balcony. Brother Kenneth, would you just tell who you are? Thank you for being with us, brother. Over here on the end, Brother Chris. Okay. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being with us. Wonderful. Okay. Brother Aaron.
Robert Harris, Pastor Harris, Memorial Free Will Baptist, Forest City, North
Carolina. Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Then Brother Nathan. I think we ought to give the Lord a hand. Amen. We need to give the Lord a hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, pastors and preachers, for coming and bringing your young people. Who is? Oh, I'll give him a minute. Praise the Lord. I'd like to also, if you're visiting and you're was not a part of a church that has already been represented and your pastor's not here, would somebody stand and let us know where you're from, besides Yancey Street? I know there's folks from Yancey Street. All right, Salem Free Will Baptist Church, Brother Harold Holcomb. Any other? Trinity Hill, Brother Davin Johnson. Redeemed Free Will Baptist Church, Brother Jerry McLean. Any other? West Fifth Avenue, Brother Richard Cole. He really... Bethel Free Will Baptist, Brother Ray Stockton. Oh, is that Bethel? Catawba Falls Baptist in 04. God bless you. Is that Wishon? Hey, Brother Wishon. Amen. Any other? Thank you for being here. We want to say also we thank Brother Dean Ornby and Yancey Street Baptist Church for opening up their facilities here and allowing us to come and be a part. And he's been so gracious. What a gracious host. He just said, "Preacher, you come and you just conduct service the way you conduct service." You know, it ain't about me. It ain't about you. It ain't about any of these other churches. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And hey, it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you have the blood applied, you're going to the same heaven that I'm going to. Now, what I want us to do tonight, I want us to get our mind off of outside. I want us to get our mind on Jesus. When this choir, I've tried to tell them tonight, those that have practiced, and there have been some that came in late that didn't get to practice. We're not, hey, listen to what we're singing. We're not here to entertain you. We're not here to entertain you. If you, hey, heaven's come down and going home church this week, and I want to say, I thank the Lord. Some people don't welcome the Holy Spirit. I welcome Him tonight. And the Bible says that He, amen, God inhabits the praise of His people. How many believe that? So what I want us to do at this time, I want us to stand to our feet, if you will. I'd like for the ushers to come around. Would you come around and get ready for an offering? This offering tonight goes directly to Brother Jacob Berry and Jacob Berry Ministries. If you brought a special offering that we have specified in the letter that we sent out, then you can either see one of the ushers or you can just put it in the plate. But everything that's given tonight, ushers, if you would come forward, everything you give tonight goes to Brother Jacob Berry and Jacob Berry Ministries. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. I want us to bow our heads at this time. I want us to ask God's blessing upon this offering. And I'd like for the musicians that are around. Amen. Thank you for being there. Let's bow our heads. I'd like to ask Brother Dean Ornby. Brother, would you bless this offering tonight? Amen. We're going to sing while we take up offering. 110 in the hymnal. Amen. Heaven's Jubilee. That's my favorite. Let's sing, folks. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joys ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, all singing, oh, all shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, all glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the saints and dead rising for that jubilee that's just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, all singing, oh, all shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, all glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Amen. When with all the heavenly host we began to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Turn around, shake somebody by the hand, and let them know how much you're glad to have them here at the youth rally tonight. Amen. I cannot sing. All right. Appreciate the good fellowship. We want the choir to come. Now, if you didn't get to come to choir practice, we want you to come. There's no age limit. The adults are on the back pew. But all the little kids that were on this front pew, I need you on this in front of the stand. Get your book and come down here, okay? All those that were on this front pew, I need you to come down here. And this, we need to do it one in front of one another. Remember that, okay? If we can do that. And if you came in late, we want you to come sing in the choir, okay? Came in late, sing in the choir. Where is Lisa? Well, we didn't do that, did we? I tell you what, we're at a standstill there. Lisa, help them back there, huh? There we go. Well, we got a few. You might have to. Let's let Jim stand up. You want to let them stand back here? Go back there. Yes. Okay. That's okay. You stand right there, young man. Did he have that red line?
No, he had this one, and Caroline had this one.
So who had this one?
We did.
Did you hold that one?
Well, I'm holding this one.
Right. All right, let's do but for the blood, okay? The last page. We'll do the chorus. Well, Carolina sing the first stanza. Taylor sing the second stanza. It's on. All right, start over.
They found a man in the garden.
Stands again, if you will. Isn't it what we're singing about? How many glad you say?
I tried to find mercy with all my good. I tried to earn grace, but there's no way I
That's
could.
Right.
If I gain the whole world, I'd still be lost. Without the blood Jesus shed on the cross.
Great is the mercy. Great is
on the chorus.
Yeah.
Parker will sing the stanzas. We'll have them on the chorus, okay? Is the mic on? Sing it, Parker, for Jesus. Saved. Aren't you glad that the value of one? Do you know what the value of one was? Aren't you glad that Jesus hung between heaven and earth? Nothing but the blood. How many is excited about what you got in your soul? How many can lift your hand toward heaven tonight? How many glad you don't have to die and go to a place called hell tonight? You know, sometimes we get in a realm of things, and you know, we think we're dignified. We think we just, you know what? We ought to have, I like old Frank Williams, what he's saying. Hey, man. If we wasn't so dignified, we could just call recess and just shout it out. She said, preacher, I don't want none of that charismatic stuff. Let me tell you something. If God's in it, it'll be decent. It'll be in order. What I believe God wants from us is God wants to see our praise. Amen. God wants our praise. I want Him to sing that last stanza again. And I want you to notice tonight and realize that this altar's open. You don't have to wait on Brother Jacob when he gets done to give an altar call. You feel a need to pray, this altar's open. If you're here not saved, you don't know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. The best thing that ever happened to this preacher is when Jesus, I gave my heart to the Lord. And I'm glad one day, you said, preacher, I don't know what it is to be saved. Well, you can know tonight. what it is to be born again. Listen as he sings this last stanza. Let's sing. Listen now.
The Holy Spirit has been working to soften up our hearts. All he needs is a willing vessel.
How many of you enjoyed the choir? Praise the Lord. I appreciate these young people. And then those that's young at heart. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate the good stirring. I want to introduce to you, before Brother Jacob comes, Sister Joanne Siegel. I have worshiped with this lady, Brother Robert, you know, you have too, for many, many years. Of course, God led us our separate ways, led us into pastoring. She's from the Bethel Free Will Baptist Church, and I want her to come tonight. Come on, Sister Joanne. And the Lord just blessed us with her. And introducing Brother Jacob Berry. And you'll understand what I mean as she sings this precious song. Pray for her voice. She's a little bit creepy tonight. But you lift her up to Jesus. Right.
It's good to be saved. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. He's coming. You just pray for him as I sing tonight. I've got blank again. Pray for me. Do it again. A little before. Nope. I'm scared to death. A little boy finished. Oh, we'll cheer. His feet were bent and twisted. Oh, and his arms were not all there. Then he asked his mother, oh, as a tear goes down his cheeks, when I get to heaven, mother, will I have people feet? Now listen. I'll be no people's in heaven. For Jesus told us so.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
I'll be no Larry. Woo! As we walk down the street. We're going down the streets of gold. Hallelujah. I'll be no twisted bodies. Disfigured by sin and shame. But when we get to heaven, there'll be no crippled and lame. And now I see a vision. Oh, how the blind and the lame are healed. Honey, you're going to get up out of that thing. Yeah. Right, we're going to shake hands with Jacob. We're going to love. We're going to shout. We're going to holler like we ain't never before in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
That's okay, sis.
And now I see a vision. Oh, how the blind and lame are healed. And how they'll have new bodies. Woo! When the Son of God is they'll walk the streets of glory with bodies so straight and strong. And won't there be a glorious time when all of God's children get home? There'll be no cripples in heaven, for Jesus told us so. There'll be no lead to carry, oh, as we walk down the streets of gold. There'll be no twisted bodies, disfigured by sin and shame. But when we get to heaven, there'll be no crippled and lame.
Let's give the Lord a hand.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. What a day that's going to be. What a day. Hallelujah. It's my privilege to introduce to you tonight Brother Jacob Berry. He's 23 years old. He has a rare form of muscular dystrophy. He is truly a miracle. Truly a miracle. And he's on a mission for the Lord. I got his newsletter back. I don't know how many in here gets his newsletter. It's been about a month ago, isn't that right, Miss Barry? How many meetings did he have? I think there were 67 meetings, and 65 souls were saved. I think the Lord deserves that hand tonight. Amen. God bless him. They, about the same time last year, he had preached several services without his ventilators. I'm not correct. Still off. I think the Lord deserves another hand for that, don't you? Hallelujah. I want you to give him your undivided attention. And during the sermon tonight, if something comes to you and says, go to the bathroom, you need to sit still. This is very serious. Now, if you have a problem and you need to go, God understands. But see, if we get in a service and the Holy Spirit of God is moving, the first thing the enemy is going to do is try to hinder somebody that's sitting in front of you or behind you. So let's be reverent to the Lord. Let's give God another hand for Jacob Berry and the life that God has given him to minister the gospel. Let's give the Lord another hand.
What a wonderful time we have had
at camp meeting.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And I thank the Lord for what He's doing.
I thank the Lord for what He's doing.
Yes, in North Carolina.
Here in North Carolina.
I thank the Lord that He allowed us to come together.
I thank the Lord that He has allowed us to come together
in one mind,
and
in one accord,
and
worship,
the
one true living God.
The one true living God.
I like to thank Brother Jeff Duncan for having us again.
I'd like to thank Brother Jeff Duncan for having us again. And the Church of Going Home Free Will Baptist.
And I also would like to thank.
The
Yancey Street Baptist Church.
The Yancey Street Baptist Church.
For opening their doors. To all of us. And I think we should give that pastor and all the folks that go here a round of applause.
I think we should give their pastor and all the folks that go here a round of applause. If you have your Bibles, I'd ask you to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4,
verse
12. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse
12.
Here in the book of Acts, Peter and Paul, by the power
of
the Holy Ghost,
has
healed
the
crippled man
by
the gate
called
Beautiful
in the
temple.
And
after
this
miracle,
the
Pharisees
and the Sadducees,
the ones whom Jesus called hypocrites, called them in
and
questioned them.
And they asked them,
by what name
was this man,
who was 40 years of age, was healed.
And I like Peter's reply. He
says, it is by
the name of Jesus.
The same as Jesus of Nazareth,
whom
ye
have crucified,
and God hath raised up from the dead. He is the chief
cornerstone,
whom ye
have
rejected.
And
he goes on to say,
in
verse
number
12,
neither
is there salvation
in
any other,
for
there
is
none
other
name
under
heaven
given
among men
whereby
we must be saved.
Thank you.
You may be seated. I was talking to a dear pastor friend of mine
in Wichita, Kansas.
In Wichita, Kansas.
And he told me
that he was an eyewitness
of
these things.
In the Nigerian culture.
In the Nigerian culture.
There
is a custom
for naming
their newborn babies.
He said that
he sat there
and he watched this
go on for hours
and hours
during the baby dedication.
He said
that the priest would hold
the child
in his arms. And each family member
would
come by
and
name the child.
The parents would get up.
The parents would get up.
And they'd name the child.
And they would name the child.
And then the grandparents.
And then the grandparents
would come up.
Would come up.
And name the child.
And name the child.
And their name.
And their name
would
be different than what the
parents
called
the child.
Called the child.
And then the aunt.
And then the aunt.
And the uncles.
And the uncles.
And the cousins.
And the cousins.
And so on.
And so on.
They would name it
a biblical name
that has
some type
of
spiritual meaning.
The child
may bear
many names.
And each time that the family member would address
the child
as they were growing up, they would always address
the
child
by
the name
that
they gave
that
child.
For every
time
that
they called the child
by
name,
they
were speaking
inspiration
and a prophetic word
into
the child's life.
And
as
he
was telling me this,
I
got to thinking, that must be why
Jesus
is called
by
so many names.
Because
every time that you speak
his
name,
you
are speaking
inspiration,
a prophetic word,
life,
healing,
hope,
power,
provision,
prosperity,
and
joy,
and
peace
at
the mere
mention
of his name.
All
of hell
tremble,
and
the demons
must
flee.
Whether
you
whisper it out
or
shout it
out
loud,
the power
is
still
the
same.
Every
time
you
mention
his name,
something
has
to happen.
You
can't
just
sit there
like
a knot
on a
log
and
do nothing.
Every
time
that the
name
of
Jesus
is
mentioned,
something
has
to happen.
He
is the only
one
in
history
whose
name
stirs
up
controversy.
America,
they like
to hear
the
name of
God.
But
whenever
you
mention
the
name
of
the Lord
Jesus
Christ,
you
know, they don't
like that.
Listen
to this.
Whenever
you
speak
his
name,
something
happens
on
the inside
of
your soul.
What's
this?
You
can say any
name
that you want
to,
and
it means nothing.
What's this?
The servant.
Muhammad.
Buddha.
Jacob Berry.
Jeff Duncan.
Jeff Duncan.
Watch
this.
Jesus.
Jesus. I said the name of Jesus whenever you speak his name, something happens down deep inside of your soul when you are convicted of sin at the mere mention of his name. At the mention of his name, sin are forgiven. The mere mention of his name and body are healed, and people are delivered and comforted at the mere mention of his name. In Genesis,
he
is
our creator,
the
seed,
of woman,
and the ram,
caught in the thicket,
in Exodus,
he is the I am,
that I am,
the Passover lamb,
our
deliverer,
and great,
lawgiver.
In Leviticus,
he is
our
high priest,
our
sacrifice,
and
our scapegoat.
In
Numbers,
he
is
the
God
of
order,
and
the brass serpent
on the pole,
in the
wilderness, in
Deuteronomy,
he
is the God
who
helps
us
to pass
over
Jordan.
In
Joshua,
he
is the God
who
fights
our
battles for us.
All
nations
tremble
at the sight
of
him
and
his people.
In
Judges,
he
is
our
righteous judge
and
our redeemer.
In
Ruth,
he
is
the
kinsman
redeemer.
In 1
Samuel,
he is
the
still
small
voice
who
calls
our
name out
in
the midst
of
the darkness.
He
is
the
good shepherd
and
the giant
slayer.
In 2
Samuel,
he
is
our conquering
king.
In 1
Kings,
he
is
the God
who
is
a
consuming
fire.
In 2
Kings,
he
is
our
provider.
In 1
Chronicles,
he
is
the
God
who
is
keeping record
of
all
that
we do,
say,
and think.
In
2
Chronicles,
he
is
the
God
that
will
hear us
when
we turn
from
our wicked ways.
In
Ezra,
he
is
our
scribe.
In
Nehemiah,
he
is our builder
and rebuilder.
And rebuilder.
In
Esther,
he
is
the
king
who
shows us
mercy,
for he loves
us.
In
Job,
he
is
the God
who
brings
us
through
our
trials.
In Psalm,
he
is
the Lord God,
should fear. For he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
In Ecclesiastes,
he is the real. He is the real.
The real.
The real.
Prince of preachers.
Prince of preachers.
All else.
His
vanity.
Is vanity. When compared to him. In Song of Solomon, he is
the rose.
The rose. Of Sharon.
The lily.
The lily.
Of
valley. A parable. In John,
he is the living.
He is the living. of God that was made into flesh to be a light into this dark world. He is the only begotten Son of God. In Acts, He is the Holy Ghost who comes as a mighty rushing wind and rests upon us as cloven tongues of fire. In Romans, He is the name that we call upon to be saved. In 1 Corinthians, He is the one that shall reign until He has put all enemies under His feet. In 2 Corinthians, He is. It is His grace that is sufficient for me. In Galatians, He is the Redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, it is by His grace that we are saved. In Philippians, He is the mark that I press towards. He is my strength in whom I can do all things through. In Colossians, He is the preeminent Christ. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, He is our soon coming King. In 1 Timothy, He is the only mediator between God and man. In 2 Timothy, He is the crowning Lord. In Titus, He is our blessed hope. In Philemon, He is our partner. In Hebrews, He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that will never leave us and never forsake us. In James, His name is not mentioned. Yes, His presence and teaching is evident. For He is the one who commands us to act upon His word. In 1 Peter, He is the one that said, that shed His precious blood as an atonement for our sins. In 2 Peter, He is the Lord coming unexpectedly as a thief in the night. In the epistles of John, He is love. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is our beloved who wishes above all that we prosper and be in hell, even as our soul prospers. In Jude, He is the Lord of vengeance. But I like this way, the best. In Revelation, He is the Lamb which setteth Hebrew tongue.
His name.
His name.
He's called Yahweh.
He's called Yahweh.
And when he walked.
And him when he walked.
On this earth.
On this earth.
In the form.
In the form.
Of a man.
Of a man.
They called.
They called.
Him Yeshua.
Him Yeshua.
And I.
That I.
Just simply.
Just simply.
Call him
Jesus. Just simply call him Jesus. He is everything to me. He is
my manna,
my water in the desert,
my hope,
my peace, and my joy. He is the very power that drives my wheelchair. And he keeps me
going
from day to day. He is the very air that I breathe. I love and adore and worship his name. It don't matter what church you're in. I feel a shout in this house. Lovely,
and
I adore and worship him. He is the one that we preach about. He is the one that we sing about. He is the one that we testify about. And his name should never be taken in vain. He is the one that we worship and praise and love and adore. He is the one that we serve. And he is the one that we live for and are persecuted for. And he is the one that I will someday die for. Because he is the one who gave his life on the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice for our sins. And on the third day rose up triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And one day we shall behold his blessed, beautiful face. And he is the one that will raise me up out of this wheelchair. And I will fall on my knees and proclaim aloud that name that is above every name. Holy, holy, holy is the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that set us up on the throne. Amen and blessing and glory and honor and power and might be unto our God and the Lamb that sitteth on the throne forever and forever and forever and forever. God called Moses
from the burning bush.
From the burning bush.
And Moses said.
And Moses said.
When they asked, who sent me?
What shall I tell them?
And God said.
And God said, Tell them.
I am.
I am.
Amen.
That I am.
Amen.
I am.
That I am.
That I am.
That must be why.
That must be why.
Those kids.
Those kids.
In
Nigeria.
Have. So many names.
So many names.
Because.
Because.
To each.
To each.
Individual person.
Individual person.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Moves.
Me.
Something different.
Something different.
I am.
I am.
That I am.
That I am.
Another
word.
He will be.
He will be.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You need him.
You need him.
Chapter number one. I wonder what it must have felt like.
What it must have felt like.
I wonder what it must have felt like.
What it must have felt like.
To the ears.
Of the little virgin. Named Mary.
When she first heard. The blessed words. From the angel's lips.
And his name.
Shall be called.
Jesus.
And he.
Shall save.
His people.
From their sin.
I believe
that Brother Bill Gaither
said it best
when he said,
Jesus, this is something about that.
His name.
But I ask you.
Does he know your name?
And is your name written?
In the Lamb's.
Book of life.
Tonight.
Jesus.
Is saying to you.
What he told his disciples.
Whom say ye?
That I am.
I say, let us all.
Come to this altar.
And fall.
On our faces.
Before a holy God.
And proudly proclaim.
The words.
Of Saint Peter.
And put him.
In his rightful place.
Thou art.
The Christ.
The Son.
Of the living God.
Call unto him.
Tonight.
Right now.
For he is as close.
As the mention.
Of his name.
As heads are bowed.
If you're here
and you say Jacob,
tonight,
I feel something stirring
in my soul.
The name
of Jesus has been lifted up. And I feel him drawing me. Closer to his side. And tonight.
I want my name.
Written.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
I want a personal relationship.
With this man.
Called Jesus.
I want to be saved.
That you would raise your hands.
All across the building.
Raise it up high.
Say, Jesus, I need Christ
to
come into my heart
and
to save me.
Is there anyone?
I don't want to die lost.
And go
to a devil's hell.
I'm concerned.
I am concerned
about my soul.
my soul.
Is there anybody?
Is there anybody?
Let's say Jacob.
Let's say Jacob.
I need Christ.
I need Christ.
To come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
Would you raise your hand?
Just raise your hand.
All over this building.
All over this building.
Pray for me.
Say, Jacob, pray for me.
No matter if you know this, that's enough. I need Christ.
I need Christ.
Is there anyone?
Is there anyone?
Let me ask this question.
If you're here,
you
say, Jacob,
I have a need.
I have a need.
In my life.
In my life.
No matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
God knows what it is.
God knows what it is.
I just have a need in my life.
I just have a need in my life.
And I want the I am that I am.
And I want the I am that I am.
To take care of my needs.
To take care of my needs.
To bless you, would you raise your hand?
That you, would you just raise your hand?
God bless these hands.
God bless all these hands.
Is there anyone in the balcony?
Anyone in the balcony?
I have a need.
I have a need.
How was it
raise your hand?
Does
it raise your hand? Would you get out of your seat?
And come to this altar.
And come to this altar.
Would you come right now?
Would you come right now?
Because Jesus,
He is
everything that you need.
He is everything that you're looking for.
Would you come?
Would you come?
Shall we stand?
Shall we stand?
All across the auditorium.
All across the auditorium.
If you have a need in your life, you come.
If you have a need in your life, you come.
There's some that are coming.
There's some that are coming.
Would you come?
Would you come?
Even from the balcony, you come.
Even from the balcony, you come.
Don't let distance keep you from Christ.
Don't let distance keep you from Christ.
Don't let people.
Don't let people.
Your pride.
Your pride.
Or your friends.
Or your friends.
Keep you from Christ.
Keep you from Christ.
You just come.
You just come.
Come. Come just as you are.
You come just as you are.
Would you come?
Would you come?
What does Christ mean to you?
What does Christ mean to you?
To some, He is the Savior.
To some, He is the Savior.
To others, He is the Provider.
To others, He is the Provider.
And to others, He is the Healer.
To others, He is the Healer.
What about you?
What about you?
What does He mean to you?
What does He mean to you?
Is your heart right with God?
Is your heart right with God?
Teenagers.
Teenagers.
Adults.
Adults.
Is your heart?
Is your heart
right with God?
Right with God.
I guess the main thing is.
I guess the main thing is.
Does He know your name?
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 You know every time.
You know every time.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Is mentioned.
Is mentioned.
You're going to have to make a choice.
You're going to have to make a choice.
Heaven or hell.
Heaven or hell.
Revival or judgment.
Revival or judgment.
Would you come?
Would you come?
Would you come? Teenagers.
Teenagers.
Would you come?
Would you come?
God is drawing you.
God is drawing you.
He is convicting you.
He is convicting you.
There's a still small voice.
There's a still small voice.
Inside your heart.
Inside your heart.
Saying you need to come.
Saying you need to come.
Would you take heed?
Would you take heed?
To the voice of the Lord.
To the voice of the Lord.
Would you come?
Would you come?
Who said?
He said.
In
the book of John.
If I be lifted up.
If I be lifted up.
I will draw all men.
I will draw all men.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Would you come?
Would you come?
How about it, friend?
How about it, friend?
Would you come in? Your old life for the new?
Would you trade in your old life for the new?
God doesn't need us.
God doesn't need us.
But we sure need Him.
But we sure need Him.
We need Him.
We need Him.